Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Jesus says very clearly to us, it is not what we put into our mouths that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth of a person which can defile. Now, the disciples want a clear understanding of what Jesus means. And Jesus is getting agitated with the disciples. And he replies, what goes into the mouth enters the stomach and then goes out into the sewer. And Jesus is turning rituals around what's okay to eat and how and when, and turning this opportunity into a profound moment. Jesus uses food as a metaphor for our thoughts, for the words we utter, to stand in for our intentions. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what can defile. For out of the heart can come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. And we saw that in our nation last Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia, with the white supremacists and neo-Nazis carrying tiki torches chanting, "You will not replace us. Jews will not replace us. Blood and soil, whose streets? Our streets." But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. A car races down a street in Charlottesville, intentionally seeking to injure counter-protesters. 19 people were injured. Heather Hayer died. 2 state troopers died when their helicopters failed as they were keeping watch on the demonstration below. What the white supremacists and neo-Nazis stand for is chilling and appalling. It is unfiltered hatred. It defiles the soul of the person speaking these words. It leaves the people on the receiving end of these words left to do the work of letting go of someone else's hatred, lest it eat them up too. If you have never had anyone scream epithets at you meant to demean and harm your psyche, harm your very being, it is hard to explain the impact this has on you. So I'm going to share a story. A dear friend of mine and fellow Episcopal priest, Reverend Juan Perez, shared this week. He said, "Please be aware that I speak from my experience as a gay mainland Puerto Rican male from New York. Please do not discount our anger and fears with statements that everything will be okay. Just listen. Don't try to suggest that we are paranoid. And don't equate my experience of racism with the fear expressed by white supremacists. I remember the click of the gun held to my temple with the words, 'Let us make sure there is one less cockroach in the world,' uttered by a young white male. There were no bullets in the gun, but the message was clear. I was 18 years old when this happened, and things have not changed. Last Sunday, I was one of the hundreds of people who gathered that evening at a rally in Washington Square Park to stand in solidarity with people who were victims of violence and hate. And all of the speakers who spoke that evening, a rabbi, a Muslim, a poet, an author, a brave soul, had a common message: repudiate hatred rally for justice, open up spaces of light. Ashley Gant, one of the organizers, asked the white people present to talk to their friends and family about these things that are happening. It's up to white people to start having these hard conversations. Melanie Funches, a community activist, shared, "When the black woman is standing and trying to make her point and they're calling her angry, you stand with her. That means you stand with my son when they're trying to put him in special ed. That means you stand at the bank when they're trying to deny me the loan. That means you stand in all the ways you can stand and spend your power and your privilege. Start spending." And then Melanie let go, her voice carrying only a sound of what embodies ache. An ache so deep, it vibrates and shatters the heart and the hearts of those around her. A woman rabbi who spoke offered the gathered crowd a way to hold what we were hearing and experiencing as people shared their stories. She said in her community, when a story was finished being shared that everyone recognized as sacred, they honored this sharing by singing, "O way, O way, O, O way, O way, O, O way, O way, O," and we all began to sing. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what can heal. For out of the heart can come virtuous intentions, hope, light, solidarity, truth, compassion, love. These are what can set a person free. O way, O way, O, O way, O way, O, O way, O way, O. And we all began to sing. Amen.